Part 27, Chapter 2. Johnny looked at the tollnip. He shook his head sadly. He looked at the assemblage. They were leaning back, beginning to lose interest. For a while there, it had appeared that something would occur that would concern them.
My lords,
said Johnny.
Please do forgive this distraction from the main purpose of this meeting. This tollnip is absolutely demanding that we finish this minor concern of a raid upon a peaceful planet. So, with your permission, I feel I have no other choice than to settle this slight disturbance.
Yes, oh well, go ahead. One doesn't see where this is going now, but go ahead. I suppose the tollnip will just keep interrupting, so go ahead. Johnny sighed.
Thank you, your lordships. You are very tolerant.
Then he turned to Lord Schleem. Johnny took a very firm stand with his feet. He had picked up the wand and was now tapping it in his palm.
Lord Schleem, for I believe that is what some call you, please produce the orders given to your admirals and captains.
Schleem laughed.
You know very well an emissary cannot carry with him the whole files of a military establishment. Furthermore, although you, as a barbarian, would have no inkling of this, a tollnip commander is at liberty to exercise autonomy on military expeditions.
As I suspected. There were no legal orders.
I did not say that!
Hissed Schleem.
I'm afraid you did. I have no choice now but to proceed, for you are delaying more important proceedings.
Johnny smacked the wand into his palm twice. It sounded like two pistol shots. There was an instant rush down the aisle as two uniformed technicians came, pushing a mine cart. The cart had been plated in gold. It looked very sleek. On it rested a projector of some size, and it too was gold-plated. It was an atmosphere screen projector. Its general use was to project pictures of mine shafts or tunnels. It used a projection light based on the same principle as an atmosphere armor cable, with a variation. The light, striking atmosphere ions, made them condense to greater or lesser degree and reflect back. By putting a stick for scale in the original scene, one could then take the projected picture and actually measure distances in it from point to point. It put, in this way, a three-dimensional picture on thin air. The technicians moved it into place where it would project into the large, empty space to Johnny's left. They placed a multiple-button switch on the invisible table close to Johnny's hand. They bowed, about-faced, and withdrew. They had come in so fast and left so quickly that Lord Schleem had not had time to get in an objection. Now he did.
I must protest this display of foolish flim-flam. I will not permit you to hoodwink this august body further.
Schleem!
Said Johnny severely.
It will do no good for you to seek to suppress evidence when you well know it will work to your disfavor.
Mutters from the emissaries. Sit down, Schleem. Be quiet. This looks like it will be interesting. Hush, Schleem.